Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
Hey, babies, this is Cleo.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This program is brought to you in part by American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
And Miller Lite. Triple Hops Brewed Miller Lite. Taste greatness. You're listening to the Windy City Queercast, show number 452. I'm Amy Matheny, and wow, big night at the Golden Globes, and it's appropriate, I guess, as we're looking ahead with Miss Cleo part two today on celebrities and entertainment and kind of the GLBT community, but a huge night for the artist winning 3 awards, and I told you, or maybe I haven't told you, unless you're my Facebook friend, I just thought this movie was absolutely a delicious, delicious film. Just so full. You walk out of the theater feeling changed and feeling filled up by the power of images and moving images and performances. So lovely, winning Best Musical or Comedy and Best Actor in a Musical and Comedy for the fantastic Jean Dujardin, who is French. Also, Meryl Streep winning for The Iron Lady, which is getting mediocre reviews, but she's getting great reviews. George Clooney, which is super cool. And Michelle Williams and Octavia Spencer for The Help. So Michelle Williams playing Marilyn Monroe. And really, really cool for our community that the film Beginners, which was such a lovely film with Ewan McGregor and Christopher Plummer, won Best Performance by an Actor in a Supporting Role for Christopher Plummer, playing a 75-year-old man who comes out of the closet after his wife dies. And beautiful small film that I'm so glad is getting attention. And Madonna edging out Sir Elton John and some others, winning for Best Original Song for her song masterpiece from the film W.E., which she also directed. And, you know, for Chicagoans, the television series Boss is being filmed here, and Kelsey Grammer won for that show, which is on Stars. I've yet to see it, but I know it's keeping some Chicago actors in work, which is great. And, of course, our gay favorite Modern Family won for Best Television Series, Comedy, or Musical, which is so super cool because they tell our stories so, so well. And, you know, not a lot to report, but, you know, I think Ricky Gervais, again, definitely continued his track record. And, you know, we'll see what if he will host again next year, but you know, he was there doing what he does, and he also got some jabs taken back at him too, from some of the stars, including Madonna and Colin Firth and some others. So it was a good night on the Golden Globes, and I hope you enjoyed it. And it leads us way into the Oscars, which we'll be talking about in upcoming weeks as we head into the big Oscars race. But today we are going to look ahead to the rest of Ms. Cleo and her predictions for 2012. And also Kirk and I have some news, GLBT news, and also what's going on in the theater scene. So it's a big show with Ms. Cleo right here.
I'm Kirk Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is the Weekend News.
The IRS has confirmed that transgender people can deduct their hormone therapy and sex reassignment surgery expenses. This announcement indicates that the IRS will follow the U.S. Tax Court's 2010 ruling in O'Donovan versus Commissioner, which held that gender identity disorder is a medical condition and transgender people receiving hormone therapy or gender reassignment surgery as treatment may deduct these costs as medical expenses.
With Republican Mayor Greg Davis of South Haven, Mississippi, coming out of the closet, there are now openly gay or lesbian public officials in 48 states. Davis made the comments after a newspaper revealed that his expenses included a visit to an adult store for gay men while he was in Canada. Only Alaska and South Dakota do not have openly gay officials or politicians.
Oklahoma State Rep. Mike Reynolds has introduced a bill that would effectively reinstate Don't Ask, Don't Tell for the state's National Guard troops. Reynolds has also spoken out against so-called homosexual activists after a gay minister recognized a same-sex couple in the gallery during an opening prayer.
The parents of a Florida A&M University band member killed while he was being hazed have revealed that their son is gay. However, Robert Champion Jr.'s parents do not believe sexual orientation was the primary reason for last year's attack. Last November, the student, who was 26, was found unresponsive on a bus in Orlando after a football game.
In Baltimore, Maryland, authorities are investigating the sexual assault of a transgender girl that happened in November. The victim, age 16, said she was walking down Hunter Street when an unknown man approached her, forced her against a fence, and assaulted her.
In North Carolina, Harnett County Elections Director Sherry Toler has resigned because of the state's proposed constitutional amendment banning marriage equality. Toler, who lives in a socially conservative county, said her romantic relationship with a man of a different race crystallized her belief that majority rule shouldn't determine the civil rights of people in love.
A study found that the quality of life of 17-year-olds raised in lesbian parent families did not differ from that of a group of adolescents who grew up in heterosexual parent families. The study, published in the Journal of Developmental and Behavioral Pediatrics, also found among teens with lesbian mothers that there was no difference in the quality of life based on donor status, stigmatization, or maternal relationship continuity.
In Virginia, the state's Board of Juvenile Justice has voted to ban sexual orientation-based discrimination in its programs. In doing so, the department, which oversees correctional facilities housing more than 800 young people, went against the wishes of anti-gay Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli.
In Orlando, Florida, same-sex couples can now sign up for the city's new domestic partnership registry. Couples who registered are granted some of the same rights as married men and women, including hospital visitations, rights to health care decisions, and joint guardianship of children. Other cities in Florida, including Miami and Gainesville, have similar registries.
Just 1 month after filming an It Gets Better video, gay California teen Eric James Borges has taken his own life. Borges, who was 19, worked as an intern with the Trevor Project and as a supplemental instructor at the College of the Sequoias.
In Florida, businesswoman Gina Duncan could make history as Orange County's first transgender candidate after filing the initial paperwork to challenge Commissioner Ted Edwards. Duncan, a 56-year-old Democrat with 30 years of experience in mortgage banking, is president of the Metropolitan Business Association, the region's gay chamber of commerce.
In California, Janelle Hutcherson, 26, of Long Beach, and Molly Thomas, 19, of West Hollywood, were the first openly lesbian contestants in the 60 years of state pageants, vying for the title of Miss California USA and Miss California Teen USA. Thomas said she competed because it let her represent the LGBT community in a positive way.
In New Hampshire, a former Marine, Craig Stoll, is fighting to keep marriage equality in his state. Stoll, who is heterosexual, said that he was prompted to circulate a petition because of his gay brother, who resides in New York.
In world news, an unidentified individual brutally attacked Indian artist Balbir Krishan during an exhibition of his homoerotic paintings in Delhi, India. The assailant entered the exhibition space as the artist was talking about his collection, Out Here and Now, and vandalized a piece before kicking and punching Krishan, a double amputee who now has artificial limbs. The exhibition is still running.
Former Malaysia Deputy Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim was cleared of sodomy charges after the validity of DNA evidence was questioned. In 2008, Ibrahim, who is married with six children, was arrested after a male aide accused him of sexual assault.
Research has shown that Finland has deported asylum seekers to countries where they could be put to death because of their sexual orientation. Pentti Visanen of the Interior Ministry said that Finland is responsible if those deportees are harmed in their home countries. More than 70 countries criminalize homosexuality.
The Canadian government is considering that same-sex marriages of many foreigners who wed in Canada are not valid. Prime Minister Stephen Harper said that his government does not want to reopen the debate over same-sex marriage. However, a lawyer argued that a same-sex marriage performed in Canada is not valid if it's not recognized as legal in the place where the couple lives. A lesbian couple that now lives in Florida and the United Kingdom sparked the controversy. Both women want a divorce but cannot get one.
In entertainment news, actress Christy McNichol has officially come out of the closet. McNichol, 49, has lived with partner Marty Allen, also 49, for the past few decades. McNichol is best known for her roles on the 70s show Family in the 1988-95 series Empty Nest.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Brandi Glanville has denied having a fling with actress Demi Moore. The National Enquirer reported that Glanville, the ex-wife of actor Eddie Cibrian, hooked up with Moore in 2009. However, Glanville tweeted, "While I have met Demi briefly, and she is a beautiful woman, it is 100% untrue."
Jazz Bono told Rolling Stone magazine that he is saving money to purchase a penis. He went into detail about how he had surgery done above the waist. Bono also said that he is leaning toward a surgical procedure called a metidioplasty, in which the enlarged clitoris is transformed into a penis.
Fox announced that the Glee spinoff plan for the characters of Rachel, Finn, and Kurt will not happen. Lea Michele, who plays Rachel, will return for the show's fourth season, although the futures of many other characters are unknown.
Comedian Kathy Griffin will have a weekly primetime talk show on, wait for it, Bravo. The one-hour series, simply entitled Kathy, will premiere this spring. Other shows coming to Bravo include Around the World in 80 Plates, which Curtis Stone and lesbian chef Kat Cora will co-host, Interior Therapy with Jeff Lewis, and Million Dollar Listing New York.
Sir Elton John is writing his debut book, Love is the Cure, Ending the Global AIDS Epidemic. In the book, the singer discusses losing friends, including the late rocker Freddie Mercury. Proceeds will go to his Elton John AIDS Foundation.
Warren Beatty and Annette Bening's transgender son, Stephen, who is 20, has revealed he has a boyfriend. Stephen revealed his sexuality last year and also criticized Chaz Bono, saying that Chaz shouldn't speak for all transgender people.
Facts of Life lesbian actress Jerry Jewell will be in Fox's new show Alcatraz. Jewell played Blair Warner's cousin on the 80s hit sitcom.
James Franco will star in a film about the late controversial gay photographer Robert Mapplethorpe. Mapplethorpe died of AIDS in 1989.
Openly gay writers Kevin Williamson and Greg Berlanti are involved in separate TV projects. Williamson, who created The Vampire Diaries and Dawson's Creek, is behind a new serial killer drama on Fox. Berlanti will have a legal drama called Guilty. And Berlanti will also executive produce Green Arrow for the CW, based on the comic book superhero.
And Madonna's new studio album, her 12th, in fact, will be titled MDNA. Songs include Give Me All Your Lovin' with rapper Nicki Minaj and singer MIA. Anti-drug groups have criticized the album title, saying it's too similar to the drug MDMA, widely known as ecstasy. And that's the weekend news brought to you by Windy City Times.
Hi, this is Christy Neversoll, and you're on the Windy City Queercast.
Culture Club, Culture Club, Culture Club. Theater,
music,
dance,
art,
performance, provocative,
hilarious,
exciting,
queer,
innovative,
campy,
edgy,
original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of January 16th, 2012, you are in Chicago's Culture Club. The best ABBA tribute show in the world, says Rolling Stone. With the original backing musicians from ABBA, the music of ABBA is the most authentic ABBA show around. Dancing Queen, Mamma Mia, Take a Chance on Me, Waterloo, Fernando. Relive all the hits so accurately delivered that it's hard to believe it's not the real ABBA on stage. Friday, February 4th at the North Shore Center in Skokie. For tickets, visit northshorecenter.org.
Chicago Magazine says the all-male troques prove it's not so far from swan feathers to feather boas. The troques return to the Harris Theater for one night only, January 24th. These cult superstars from New York deliver a loving homage to the great story ballets executed by a hilarious all-male ensemble in tights and point shoes. Buy your tickets. Visit harristheaterchicago.org.
Don't miss The Caretaker, Harold Pinter's classic comedy of menace, playing at Writers Theater through March 24th. Director Ron O.J. Parson was named one of the Directors of the Year by WBEZ for his work on the production, which has been called riveting and unforgettable by audiences. For more information or tickets, visit writerstheater.org. The Caretaker is a play that will have you talking for hours after you leave the theater. And for more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
Hi there, this is Deb Pierce reminding you it's okay. Go ahead. You're not alone. Post a comment.
Your mama's sweet, your daddy's nice. If I could give you all I've got, I'd give you more than my 1 foot out the door. Instead, I'm stuck with 1 foot out. My pot of gold just ran out, and I'm looking for pennies on the floor. If you could empty my pockets, you'd find nothing but holes and an old book of.
Hey, Cleo, how are you?
Hello, Amy, darling. I am doing fine. I am doing just fine.
Hey, I'm feeling empowered.
Happy New Year so far.
Happy New Year so far. I'm feeling empowered since our last show to make good choices and clear choices and be kind and clear, though, about how I want my what I want in my life, what I want to bring into this year ahead, And I think that's a powerful thing, to voice what it is we want with kindness and clarity, right?
Absolutely.
Respect, as you always say, love and respect, but clarity. Yes. So let's look at how we do that as a GLBT community in 2012. What will be the big stories? Last year was so filled with a number of states honoring civil unions, including our very own Illinois, marriage for states like New York, the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and that continues to unfold, of what that means for our service men and women, stateside and abroad. And the Matthew Shepard hate crimes bill. So a lot of things happened in 2011 on a legislative level. So what are we going to look forward to in 2012 legislatively? Who may come out? What is the call and the watchwords going to be for our community?
Well, our community is, we're going to have to be focused. We got a lot done last year, but I'll be perfectly honest with you, I think the focus got a little bit raggedy. Mm. And I mean nothing against our community. It's just that I think the focus got a little bit you know, we'd get one, and then we can, and this is just taking in things from other people, from people from the straight community. And I think that at some point we got a little bit negative in some of our attempts to move through things. And then at the same token, because the larger dynamic stayed, I don't want to say positive, but they stayed centered. They stayed consistent. Let's say that. And so I don't want us to be raggedy. I want us to be powerful this year. I want us to not kowtow, but I don't want us to be rude.
Right.
You know, I don't want us to be nasty. I don't want us to play into what the Republican Party is going to paint us as. You see what I'm saying? We have to be very careful not to self-fulfill, you know, what they deem us to be, because it's going to be a tough year for us. Because we will be a political hot button.
Right.
No matter if they want to make us not, we will be. And I think that people will have the opportunity to use their recall button. And the gay community has to get out there as a whole, not just the people like you and Windy City Media and other folks that are far more vocal, but we have to do it on an individual basis.
Right.
We have to do it every day, and we have to hold our straight friends accountable. If they love us, that's great and that's fine, but then support us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we all have things, we all are worried about our own selves, but this is for the betterment. There are just some things that were really very distressing in light of all of the positive things that happened last year.
Yeah.
And I'm not willing to say we can't rest on our laurels. We
right.
have got to continue to step up to the plate, and we have got to continue to drive it home. We cannot, because if we get, I guarantee you, the Republican candidate, no matter who he is going to have a problem with us. They want us to go away as an issue that has to be addressed.
Well, and yet we're a really great issue for them that they think is still a divisive issue. And I think we're becoming less divisive and less powerful for them in many ways. But, you know, I guess we'll soon see. We always are such a great wedge issue for them. Do you think there will be some key groups, key individuals that will rise to the surface for the GLBT community? They could be straight allies even.
You know, I wish I could say to you that I really do see somebody taking the charge and writing it forward. But in 2012, I'm not so sure. If it happens, it will be the second half of the year.
Okay.
Because, again, it's going to have to be people who are, whether they're straight or they're gay, they're going to have to use their political savvy
mm-hmm.
simply because of the timing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the fact that, I give mad props to Obama for being diligent and staying consistent with moving away from don't ask, don't tell,
mm-hmm.
and making that done and making that finish. But I know, you know, there are those of us out there that recognize one name, and the Speaker of the House right now, his name is Boehner.
Yep.
And, you know, he's frightening.
Yep.
And the Tea Party right behind him. And the Tea Party actually has him by the balls.
Yep.
You know, and they don't like us.
Right.
So we are really going to have to find a place to stay our course, to stay calm, and to stay really fixated, if you would.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Obsessed. And that doesn't mean anger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because when you scream and yell, people shut you down.
Yep.
You know, we need those people. You know, and you know who's a really big advocate, and he's an advocate on anything that has to do with equality. And there's someone who you might see that will really come out, and that will be Russell Simmons, you know, the hip-hop mogul.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he is a very active individual, and he does look at the reality of things. And he's a big one. And, you know, the hip-hop community does not have as much problem with the gay community as they once had once upon a time.
Right.
You know, because people are starting to recognize that it's just about equality.
Right.
Plain and simple. You know, it's about human being, you have a right.
Yep.
You know, it will not, in 25 years from now, let's all hope that we're at a place where it's just about being a human being.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, as opposed to anything else.
Well, I think we're heading closer to that, and it sounds like from our last show and now this part two prediction show that you're really talking about the power of the people. We're seeing yeah. that start to happen. This is an election year where the power of vote is going to be important, and how
mm-hmm.
we lend our voice to the entire election process leading up to the day when people vote, and then what we're seeing in people taking it to the streets and their own activism or taking it to social media and social networking, as you said as well on the last show. So for the GLBT community, it sounds like the same rules are going to apply to us to get focused and be persistent and consistent in our messages of equality that we're striving for. Well, everybody, I know what you really want to know. You want to know when you're standing in line at the grocery store and any of those people tell you things that are going on in the celebrities' lives, if that stuff is really true, or what might be the stories that will be breaking. Last year, of course, we had a big year for Chaz Bono. We had Ricky Martin came out last year, right? Yes.
Yes, and he did. And two little beautiful babies.
And we had the Kardashians kind of explode and then implode. So who are going to be the big celebrity stories of 2012? And I know we were looking out for Lindsay Lohan last year, and she seemed to escape 2011, but she consistently seems to be in the news.
She didn't really escape, but she's got a really good attorney, man.
Yeah. Yes, it seems that she does.
She's got a really good attorney because on two different occasions, Lindsay should have been in jail. Done deal.
Yep.
You know, I mean, but moving on from Lindsay, because I think we're all tired, bless her little heart. But I do worry her still. I absolutely do. It is still on my head, and I still worry her. But, you know, maybe she's got some kind of bubble wrap around her. My boy Charlie Sheen, I got to tell you, I know folks that gave him a hard time last year. I want him to get well, but I think Charlie is turning it around and he will truly be winning in 2012. I genuinely believe that Charlie will find himself in love and genuinely in love, and not with a supermodel or not with, someone who's a very simple individual, and he will start to take care of himself. I think part of that will be motivated by the whole Sheen family will have to come together because there will be an event that they will need to all come together for, and that is his father as well as his brother. And they do love him a great deal, but I genuinely see him turning it around this year. In that same breath, God love them for what they tried to do, and Ashton Kutcher is a lovely gentleman, but this will be Two and a Half Men's last season.
Okay.
And I don't think you need to be Miss Cleo to see that.
Okay.
You know, but, and I genuinely believe that's what we'll be moving on to. And Charlie will get back all of his full visitations with his children, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But I genuinely believe he finds himself in a much, much better year. Kardashian, the one that just got divorced.
Yes.
You know, who's Kim? To say that my girl won't have the baby first before she has the marriage the next night?
Yep.
Yeah, I genuinely see a little pitter patter, a little feet in the news for Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
This year, I mean, because the sisters have done it, but now it's time for her. I genuinely believe that she'll be right there, sitting in the front row with everybody else. As well as Miss Oprah Winfrey. Oh, my goodness. She is going to be on fire. I know she stepped away from everything, but she is going to be back on fire. She's putting her energy and her money behind some new types of undertakings, if you would. I mean, she does a lot of charity work, et cetera, but she's going to use her face and her voice to bring a slightly different slant towards her own television station and towards politics. So I did not put that in there earlier, but let me throw that out there now. And just sit back and watch, because she's going to surprise everyone.
Wow.
She's going to surprise everyone. She is not done.
Wow.
Not by a long shot.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Let's see who else is on board. Now, the royals, I know that they're not our celebrities, but we certainly do share in them because they come from the, you know, from England. I definitely, I know there was rumor back and forth about the baby. There is one coming, but I do not see the announcement until much later this year.
Okay.
But there definitely is one coming. And my dear Harry will be engaged for a small period of time, and he's going to continue to drive his grandmother absolutely bonkers because he'll get engaged, and it'll be like, never mind.
I don't want to do it anymore.
You know, but that's Harry, and that's what he does. I'm trying to take a look up, and Mr. Schwarzenegger. Well, what a hoop. So unfortunately, he comes out. The movie that he's working on has not been released yet, and if it does get released, well, it'll go to what they call it, the DVD, very quickly.
Yes.
You know, karma.
Well, because you said something about him last year, and then this whole thing comes out with Maria Shriver, their marriage. You know, and he always seems to rise like a phoenix. I mean, that story has really been held at bay. Is that what's going to continue for him?
You know, I don't know that it's going, if it's held politically and for those of us who watch the news, it's been held at bay because, you know, he's visited some people and some favors and he knows how to work the system.
Yep.
But it will come out in the receipts for the movie.
There you go.
And so he can think that he got away with it and that he didn't have to. But there are a lot of people that have a great deal of respect for the Kennedy family as a whole, of which Ms. Shriver is a member.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's probably not the best clan to take on. And more in America, they are like America's royalty.
Right, right.
You know, and what he did was pretty low.
Yeah.
And it wasn't cool. And, you know, that therein lies that rub. I know that Casey Anthony is not a celebrity, but we can, again, sit back and expect there to be some writings that will be coming forth in this year about some things that went on in that situation. And I'm not saying that Casey Anthony will be the one doing the writing.
Mm-hmm.
I have to tell you, it looks like Dad is going to try and put pen to paper before she puts pen to paper.
Mm. Okay.
So we've got some things going on there, and hopefully some healing coming with that for folks. But, you know, that was a real tough one, especially for the state of Florida. But it was a real tough one for the country.
Yep.
And so we have that moving through as well.
Some people told me that they thought that this would be the year we would actually have more sports figures coming out, that we've had some political, you know, we have more and more openly GLBT people entering the political arena. We have a lot. We have some transgender people even in the political arena this year with upcoming elections on local, state, you know, city levels. Obviously, we always have a couple of people come out every year. Shelley Wright, Ricky Martin, you know, Chaz Bono being on Dancing with the Stars and really bringing to the front lines the transgender experience. And even Warren Beatty and Annette Bening's son, transgender son, blogging and talking about Chaz Bono. But many people have said that this might be the year that it enters the more taboo sports world. What do you think? Do you think we're going to see more celebrities coming out or more possibly some athletes?
You know, if the athletes come out, they will be coming from a European, South American vibration.
Mm-hmm.
It's really tough here.
Yep.
The States to come out and be an active player.
Right.
Because you've got so many, you know, they may want to come out, but you've got, you know, whatever commission there is, whatever the owner is, you could lose a contract. I mean, those contracts are written very interestingly.
Yep.
About what kind of damage you can or cannot do, et cetera, et cetera. If there is one that comes out, you know, I always get a little bit sheepish about talking about when people come out.
Of course, and I'm not asking you to name names at all.
No,
I never
names.
Would.
But what I do believe is that it will be someone still that has gone into retirement.
Okay.
Popular, but in retirement.
Okay.
You know, because it's tough. I would love to see that happen. It's just that it's so frightening when that does go down. There was a soccer player, which, you know, soccer is not as big here as it is in Europe.
But it's a huge international sport. Right. It's a huge international sport, so it has a lot of impact.
And, and he did a wonderful thing, and he talked about how difficult it was and how he has other friends, you know, who are in different sports here in America and as well as in Italy and other places. And they thought he was very brave, and they were willing to stand up for him. But, you know, there were a few that he knew that were gay and said, come on. And they were like, you're out of your mind. We're not going to do it.
Yep.
You know, so it's a tough environment, especially because of the male persona that is created by society.
Sure. Sure, sure.
You know, and so for all of them, I believe it's very brave. But we, you know, we're taking it one step at a time. The GLBT community has done amazing and has made amazing strides, and everybody is still trying to process it,
mm-hmm.
and that's okay. So we'll get a little reverb, but again, I think that once we put our mindset where it needs to be, then it will be okay. Even if we do get the reverb, it will still be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I get where somebody says it should be time. I just don't know that it's going to happen with somebody who's actively playing.
Right.
I certainly could see some retirees coming
right.
out, though.
Right. So let's just catch up a little bit with you, because I feel like we've got a good handle on 2012, at least thus far, and we'll obviously check with you mid-year. But how has life been treating you? And as we wrap up here, and how are things in Florida and in the community there?
Well, you know, one great plus here last year, up until last year, we were not allowed, the GLBT community, to adopt children. We could mm-hmm. Foster them for 16 years, but we couldn't adopt them. And that has been changed.
Wow.
Now, there's still a little, you know, buttressing back and forth because, you know, we are a part of the Bible Belt, so they're not comfortable with that.
Right.
But that has changed, and so that's a beautiful advancement.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all very, very excited about that here.
Mm-hmm.
Me, myself, spending a little time abroad. I was in Spain,
mm-hmm.
In Sitges, right outside of Barcelona, in May of last year, and I'm headed back in a few weeks. And hoping to make that partly home as well.
Wow.
Gay marriage is legal there.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And it's a wonderful thing. And so that's a plus. It's on the Mediterranean side. Barcelona is, for those of you who are not as sharp in geography, I'm not either. Don't feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
And across the waters, kind of Casablanca to Morocco. So
oh.
I'm also hoping to go to that side of Africa and get over to Morocco and Tangiers as well. But I've decided to take things into my own hands and empower myself. And so more travel and spending a little bit more time from the States,
mm-hmm.
which is something I wanted to do once I got past a certain age. So that's
now,
what
are
I'm
we,
doing. The kids are all grown up, and away
yeah.
I go.
And away you go. Are we saying that there might be 2012 wedding bells for Cleo? Because I want
so
the scoop
funny.
Here if those wedding bells or those Spanish wedding bells with the terracotta ceilings and the cathedral is happening over there.
Oh, you are so loving. You all heard it here. That's Amy's prediction.
That's my prediction. That's my prediction. And that I get to visit Spain this year because
yeah,
my friend, the
say,
newly wedded Cleo.
Uh-huh. Travel to Spain.
Yes, it's exactly right. I like to travel places where people are. That is why I want people to travel, so I can meet them there. So,
love a visit. Absolutely love a visit. Actually, the area that we're in, Sitges, is a large gay population.
Oh, wow.
In Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And if you all get a chance, Google Sitges, Spain, and it's just wonderful. Obviously, more busy during season.
Mm-hmm.
But a big, big GL community straight across the board.
Wow. And how do you spell that? How do you spell the city?
S-I-T. G as in George, E-S.
Sitges. Very, mm-hmm. very cool. Well, Ms. Cleo, we wish you love and happiness and safe, uneventful travels, but adventures once you get there. And I so appreciate you taking us through this two-part look at 2012. We all are now challenged to find our voice, our magic ascension, and step into all the excitement that 2012 can be. And you are leading by example with your bright, bold, and beautiful life. So we are just honored that you are a part of our QueerCast family. And we will definitely talk again in 2012. If there are new predictions that come to you, you always know to give me a call.
Yes, ma'am. Well, so, I love you all there in Chicago. I miss you. I say out to Scott and Grant and Brad and all of some of mine that still stay in touch with me and to Chicago T and to so many wonderful people when we met when we were down there last We love you all. We are sending you good hugs and powerful energy and just some downright bend over belly laughing, because that's the best. So please take care of yourself, my sweet. And I look forward to seeing you. We're going to come to Chicago this year, so we'll have to get together.
Well, that's the prediction. Miss Cleo in Chicago, and we'll throw a party. That's what we do when Cleo is around. And in our next show, we're going to have to throw a little party for Mitchell Fain before he hops a boat. He's heading back out for a number of months and going on his second city tour on one of the cruise ships, heading down to South America and some other gorgeous, warm countries where the new normal is still at least pretty lovely. And so Mitchell will be on with me, and we will send him off in style for a few months. And we'll continue to dive into this year of 2012 because, wow, it's well underway, everyone. And I hope you're making it a fabulous one. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast, queer and now.